It is the review show after Liverpool 2, Leicester 1, and a weekend that feels much more important on a broader scale with everything that happened the day after. Sean, it's fair to say that Jürgen Klopp treats both Brendan Rodgers and Leicester City with a huge amount of respect in how he prepares his Liverpool team for the game, would you say?
Yeah, I was running up the stairs about 2 minutes in with my little boy and then ended up piggybacking him up to like row 86 or something. So I was like frantically trying to turn around without dropping my son. And the one thing I could see when I turned around was the shape of the front three. And that was the first thing when you sat down. Ooh, okay. This, it doesn't often do this. And I think that's where you see a lot of respect paid. And I think you see in the first half, match of the day sort of slightly, I mean, the less said about their punditry, the better. But one thing that he did highlight was Sadio Mane's work going backwards. And obviously against Chilwell, he was magnificent. And you actually see just before half-time that just because of the way we'd attacked, Salah ends up filling in right side and Chilwell does get in. And you go, right, you've seen exactly now why he wanted to put Mane on that right-hand side. I think, again, we've said this before, he's always got the option of moving Salah to the left, keeping Firmino central. But he just doesn't like doing that. And when you look at how compact Leicester's midfield tends to be and the fact that their centre-halves want the ball in front of them, not behind, as you see, again, justified with the goal, you can understand what in Salah there with his pace central. So I think masses of respect there. You know, I think if it's another team with some of the form, the knocks, the games, you probably go 4-2-3-1 like we were kind of hinting at the week, but I think he just paid them the ultimate respect, which was justified both pre and post game.
Apologies everyone, I am Dan Morgan, that is Sean Rodgers. I've got Neil Ackerton and Paul Cope as well. I do apologise. Neil, it's Sean's right, isn't he, in that you feel like he looked at, especially I think he looked at Chilwell and Pereira and looked at ways in which he could stop them and isolate them both, you know, by virtue of doing everything down Chilwell's side in the first half. Pereira gets no ball and that side gets no ball, and there's a lot of Harvey Barnes there with Albrighton, who are basically just two players doing nothing a lot of the time in that first half. So the manager, I think, has been looking at that fixture for a while in terms of how we can nullify Leicester.